Chapter 1. Home Sweet Home. I quietly observed a sizable antelope grazing the vivid green grass as the sweltering sun rises to its zenith. I slung my bow into position as the tip of my arrow aimed directly at the peaceful animal. I legitimately couldn't remember the last time I'd seen an animal of any kind. It was out in the open and in the woods, ready to become my prey. My arrow punctures through the animal's skull, killing it instantly. My work here was done. I mustered my strength to drag the colossal carcass back to the location Gabriel and I had agreed to return. The vantage point was a tree that was abnormally tall for this part of the woods. After I had joined the Brotherhood of the Templar, I was having second thoughts knowing how the Resistencia would respond to my actions. Those worries were immediately put to rest as I became a knight in the Brotherhood and came to my senses that they were not what the Resistencia had blatantly lied to me. I was now a Templar, ready to begin my new duties soon. In a matter of days, there would be a very important High Council. The Grand Prelate, Donovan Pickman, has ordered for the most essential Templars to be present. He didn't specify what the council was about, but he had forewarned that the fate of the world would be in jeopardy should we fail. Supreme Knight Cyrus was also summoned at the behest of the High Council. I had never seen or met Cyrus before. He was regularly referred to as Johnny Lancaster's older brother. Cyrus was frequently labeled as the greatest knight to ever live. Many asserted he should be the next in line to take Donovan's throne instead of Prelate Isaiah. As I returned to the rendezvous point, Gabriel was prudently binding up a few dead rabbits. I asked him days ago what happened to the animals in the wild. He explained that most animals went extinct or were rounded up by the People's World Government, who experimented on them for scientific purposes. Food back in Solomon grew dangerously scarce, forcing us to resort to hunting to conserve the precious resource. As a Templar, I primarily hunted for food to practice my archery. I had previously asked Gabriel to come with me, but at first he hesitated because of his title. Being a bishop, my friend was primarily tasked in leading frontal assaults when the Grand Prelate or Prelate were not present. So why would a high-ranking Templar take a task he wasn't supposed to take? I playfully reminded him that one time he goaded me to accompany him to a town called Idra. He owed me one this time. Gabriel glanced at what I had caught, and he was very impressed. "Wow, you got a big boy there," he chuckled. "They don't come so often these days. I could have gotten a bigger buck." "Yet you can only manage a few cuddly rabbits. How shameful," I said, punching back at his arrogance. An early morning gust of wind brushed the trees, rattling their fragile leaves. Gabriel's light brown hair swayed back and forth from the howling winds. His stocky build enabled him to carry more weight than what I could. He also carried his signature shield on his back, labeled with the coat of arms insignia. He loved to show it off at his wall decoration in his room when he wasn't using it. Even though I wasn't as bulky as he was, I had extensively trained with him for several months that I favorably regained most of my lost weight back. "Shall we return home now?" he asked. I nodded, riding on horseback towards the road back to Solomon. Home, sweet home. The Brotherhood capital of Solomon shined from afar in all its glory. The view outside the city walls never failed to fascinate me, keeping us safe from the chaos and despair that lingered beyond its boundaries. I had almost forgotten that the rest of the world wasn't so lucky living under the duress of Iskar. We dismounted directly in front of the Grand Temple. It is the most massive and antique structure in Solomon, that runs for almost an entire mile in length. We dropped off the animal carcasses at the cafeteria, where the chefs would cook a meal for us later in the day. Gabriel and I trekked our way near the stairway to the throne room. There, the rest of our companions awaited us. High Templar Jacob Vickers was the first Brotherhood member I encountered. He spared my life because I had saved Gabriel's. I didn't know my friend had been with the Brotherhood for the time we were separated. Jacob came to my defense when Isaiah arrested me for having ties with the Resistencia. He understood every nook and cranny about the Brotherhood, from its history, weapons, and battles. His spiky black hair and slightly dark skin was an oddity in our ranks. Micah Santos is the guardian of the Brotherhood. He's the main Templar to speak for those who desire to join the Brotherhood. Micah usually travels to other towns, villages, and